gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long. It's always a pleasure to see this gentleman, and it's always a pleasure to talk about the things happening within the BMW Group and the BMW brand in particular. Paul Ferriallo joins us, the Manager of Product Planning and Strategy. Paul, Happy New Year. How you been?
Bob, good seeing you. Thanks for having us.
Lots of great news here at the show. Understand that you just were walking away from one of the vehicles that I can't wait to see here at the show, and that's the M version of the new Grand Coupe.
Yeah, we've taken our Grand Coupe, went on sale last year, and it's just a stunningly beautiful car inside and out. And what we did just now, we're launching the M version of that, so we're putting the same great engine and chassis components that were in the M6 Coupe and Convertible. We put in the Grand Coupe, so 560 horsepower, and it's just a fabulous, exciting car. It's really great.
Oh, that's fantastic. And tell us a little bit about, for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with this variant, this is a very, very powerful engine, replacing a former V10, but this new twin turbocharged V8 puts out a whole lot of power, Paul.
We have. You know what? It's a lot of power, but more importantly, we're trying to get these cars as efficient as possible. And this turbo technology allows us to do that. We can get tremendous horsepower, but in day-to-day driving, we're seeing significant improvements in fuel economy.
That's great. And tell us a little bit about some of the buyers that you're expecting to get into both the Grand Coupe in base form, and it's available both in 640 and 650 form, and all-wheel drive. The xDrive is available as well. And then, of course, the customers that are going to get into the M variant. Who are some of the buyers that you're expecting to be very interested in this hot new product?
Well, this is really a Porsche Panamera competitor. Mm-hmm. We've got performance figures there. We've got an interior package that fits two people up front beautifully, but you can put two people on the back. There's plenty of headroom. I put six foot one person back there, and they were comfortable. So this is a real chance for us to go after Porsche.
That's fantastic. And when will the M variant of the Grand Coupe, as they say over in Europe, Grand Coupe here in the United States, in North America, when will it be available for sale?
We'll start building them in March or April, and they'll start arriving in the country sometime in the spring.
And in addition to that wonderful power plant, of course, being an M product, it's got upgrades all across the board, suspension-wise, braking-wise, interior changes as well. Tell us about some of the subtleties of the M variant of the Grand Coupe.
You know, you bring up a good point. I think when people look at these cars, sometimes it's not just the motor. Mm-hmm. Our guys go through this whole car. Chassis improvements, suspension improvements. It really, although it looks a lot like a Grand Coupe, you'll be surprised when you see the changes. And it's all about making a car, giving a car that dual personality. These cars are fabulous on the track, yet they're great everyday cars. And it takes a lot of engineering to deliver that.
Let's talk about some other really cool happenings. One of the most highly anticipated concept vehicles debuting here at the entire North American International Auto Show is the BMW 4 Series Coupe. I can't wait to see it. What can you tell us about it, Paul?
Well, the car that we're showing is a concept car, but it's probably 90-some percent representative of what the new 4 Series Coupe will be. The 4 Series Coupe, we used to call it the 3 Series Coupe. Mm-hmm. We have made so many changes to this car in terms of the differentiation and moving it up market. We added so much content that we felt a name change was appropriate. So we're now calling it the 3 Series Coupe of yesterday is now the 4 Series Coupe. And it really, it's taking all of the things that make a 3 Series sedan great, but it's wrapping it up in a beautiful, beautiful design.
That's fantastic. And tell us a little bit about architecturally. Is it going to be bigger, wider? What are the dimension differences differences between the previous generation 3 Series coupe and this new 4 Series concept vehicle?
Yeah, it has definitely grown in size, and that's given it more presence. It has a wider look, it just has more presence, has a wider stance, and it definitely portrays a more powerful image when you see it. And it's communicate. It has, these cars have great performance, and the design is communicating that.
That's wonderful. Also, Paul, tell us a little bit about the concept vehicle, power plant wise. What's in the concept 4 Series coupe?
When we have the 4 Series coupe goes to market, it's going to have the same engines that we have today in the 3 Series. So we have our 4-cylinder engine, our 328 version, 240 horsepower, fantastic fuel economy, available with a manual or an automatic, and then our 335 version of it, which it's the engine that's been around for several years. It's a 6-cylinder turbocharged, and once again made it to either an 8-speed automatic or a 6-speed.
And another vehicle which is undergoing some refreshing and making a debut here in the Motor City is the BMW Z4. Tell us about the updates to this vehicle.
We have done some visual changes to the exterior. We've added some new colors. But probably more importantly, we've added a lot of content to the car. When we looked at that car, everyone loved the design. And we did not want to go around changing a lot of the exterior. But we wanted to add more content. So a lot of things that were optional before are now standard. So the car is as beautiful as it always was, but has a lot more substance, a lot more content.
And tell us a little bit about when that vehicle is going to be available. Spring is just around the corner. I'm sure you guys can't wait to get this new variant out there.
Yeah, no, you're right. We start production early in the year, and it'll be available springtime.
How did the BMW family of vehicles, the BMW car line, SAV line, how did it do in 2012? I understand you guys had a great year.
Yeah, it did. Our X5 continues to do well. We're really proud of the different versions of that car, but the thing, my favorite is the diesel version of the X5, which on a trip you get 26, 27 miles per gallon with that car. So we're proving that diesels are good for this market. We're seeing that part of our business grow. The X6 did well. X3 continues to do well. The big surprise, we launched the X1, and it's been a big hit. We only had it for a portion of the year, but we sold nearly 10,000. The car is reaching out to an all-new buyer. It's got a great price. It starts in the low 30s. Even fully loaded, it's less than 40,000. And it's really been good. We now have you go to a BMW store, and there's a lot of SAVs to look at. And it's one of my favorite parts of our lineup.
Another cool vehicle that folks must check out is a futuristic vehicle. You guys have a number of vehicles in the pipeline. What can you tell us about these vehicles that we've been seeing at some of the major auto shows of late?
Our commitment to electric cars is a big one. We're putting a lot of effort into it. And our belief is, to make electric cars successful, you've got to design them from the ground up to be electric cars. So we are developing a whole new technology. We have a platform where the batteries and motors are contained. And on top of that, we're putting carbon fiber body shells for our i3. And the key here is that batteries are heavy. And because we're BMW, we might build a very efficient car, an electric car, but we want it to be the most dynamic in the family of electric cars. And the key to that is to get the weight down. So to do that, we're building the body out of carbon fiber, and we're putting that carbon fiber body shell on an aluminum a platform that's housing the motors, housing the batteries. And that's key now, because when you drive this car, you're going to be amazed. It will be, without a doubt, a fun electric car to drive. So we're showing that, and we have our i8 here, which is our exotic sports car. It has it's a hybrid. It has both a gas engine and electric, and it's the sports car concept for the future.
Well, you couldn't have said it better, Paul, and it's a striking-looking vehicle, and folks can check it out, check it all out here at the public days of the North American International Auto Show here in Detroit. Paul, it's always a pleasure to share the microphone with you. Thank you so much for joining us here today on the broadcast, and we look forward to catching up with you again soon in Chicago or New York. I'm sure you guys probably got some good stuff up your sleeve for those shows.
Yeah, we did. Good. Look forward to seeing you.
Excellent. We'll take a pit stop and then more around the bend. I'm Bob Long.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Hey guys, each year declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement, is actually giving you a free 1 month supply. Call now to try Progene risk-free. See for yourself what Progene can do and ask about our new at-home testosterone test kits. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. Call 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system. Wisdom being lost with time, the government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunzel men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days, sitting alongside Scott Oldham, who is editorial director of Edmunds.com. Scott, Happy New Year. Welcome to Detroit.
Thanks, Bob. Good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Seems like good buzz here this year. It's very busy, very crowded. Well, let's talk about some of the unveils here, both North American as well as world debuts, and a lot of concept cars, something we haven't seen so much. much in recent years, Scott, as the car companies were under a lot of financial stress and they seem to dial back from that. But that's one of the trends that I see here at Detroit.
You know, that's a good point. You know, during the lean years, concept cars were sort of shelved and weren't really, money wasn't being spent on them. They are kind of back, but I'm noticing that they aren't sort of the dream cars, the outstretching, you know, could be someday machines that we do see in the past. The concept cars that are being shown here, there might be an exception, but the majority of them are basically slightly modified production cars being called concepts. You know, the Lincoln MKC is being called the concept, for instance. But if you really look at that thing, that's slated for production. And, yeah, they'll throw some door handles on it and some different mirrors and a couple other knickknacks. But the fact of the matter is, you know, that's what it's going to look like. And so, you know, they're sort of half concept cars. And maybe that's a good way to go about it. So, you know, they're not so out there.
That's a really good point. I think the same thing probably could be said about the BMW 4 Series Coupe. To me, it looks like somebody took a 6 Series and put it in the dryer.
No doubt about it. That will be in showrooms as it sits. You know, the Toyota I want to make sure I say it correctly. Furia, I think, is the way you say it. Concept, and that's the next Toyota Corolla. So, you know, sometimes they throw the concept name on it and sexy it up a little bit just to excite the press, but they're really showing you what the next car is going to look like.
Let's talk about one of the big unveils here. They actually did a private event last night, pre-show, and that's the seventh generation of the Corvette, which is celebrating 61 years for 2014. The name Stingray is back, and it's quite an impressive machine, at least looks-wise. I don't have any arguments with what they've done so far.
It is the car of the show, no doubt. Most of the people that are here today or here this week, they came to see the new Corvette, no doubt about it. It was the reveal was streamed around the world on the web. It was a invite-only event last night that everyone wanted to be in. It was sort of like a Hollywood quality, you know, roped off event. It was great to be there, and the car, I think, is as strong as they said it was going to be. It seems to be living up to the hype. If you can lay criticism on it, some people think it's a little on the overstyled side, or some of the styling is a little derivative of the Nissan GTR, or maybe some of the Ferraris we've seen in the last few years. But honestly, I think those people are trying to find something to complain about. The car looks pretty great, and I think it's going to look severe going down the road. It's really going to make a statement going down the highway, and it should perform exceptionally. It really should redefine, you know, performance for the dollar, and that's what the Corvette's always been about.
That's so true. In my lifetime, I've owned two Corvettes, and that was one of the things. I always wanted a Corvette, so that was a driving factor. But it was always the bang for the buck, the fact that you could get such great value, supercar performance at a reasonable price.
You know, and Corvettes aren't cheap. You know, the base price these days is in the 50s.
It's crept up.
And, you know, let's face it, a young guy, even with a good job, you know, it's hard for him to buy a Corvette. And you know, the median age of the owners has crept up along with that price, of course. But the performance value really is there, because for $50,000+, you get a car that can basically smoke almost anything on the road, regardless of price. That's a bit of an overstatement, but it's pretty close to being reality. And you know, and again, that's accessible performance for a lot of people. At the same time, Corvette sales have been in the toilet the last few years. I mean, GM sold more Volts than Corvettes last year.
That's scary. Wow.
Oh yeah. and it had the worst selling year, I think, since the mid-70s or something like that. Or maybe even before that. So, you know, they do need to do something to jumpstart the sales of the Corvette, get it back over 20,000. Always seems to be about the sweet spot. And last year, they only sold 13,000. So the car was due for a refresh, and they need to get some new people interested in it.
Very well said. Let's talk about another concept car, which is no doubt thinly disguised, and that is an interesting marketing move on the part of the folks at Infiniti. Here they've had a really, you know, solid winner in its last incarnation, the G series, G37, G25, G37X, and this is the sedan variant. Here they've come to Detroit with a new naming philosophy. It's going to be called the Q50. Number one, why do you think they're changing a name?
Well, you know, last night I had dinner with Johan Denijsen, who is the president of Infiniti Global, and you know, he came from Audi, and Audi started getting very successful when they renamed their cars the A4, the A3, the A4, the A6, the A7, the A8. Infiniti's cars have always been all over the map with G's and Q's and whatever, M's. And, you know, he's trying to taking a page from his once already successful playbook. The Q45 was the genesis of the Infiniti brand, and Q is what limited heritage the luxury brand does have, and they feel now that if everything's called the Q but with a different number, it quickly explains the hierarchy of the model line, and honestly, it also makes naming the cars easier, as there's more and more vehicles on the road, and more names are trademarked. It's hard for car companies to come up with these names.
It's true.
Think about it. Mercedes has a car named M. So does Infiniti. The Pontiac had the G8. Infiniti had the G37. There aren't enough names to go around anymore. So now if they just own Q, and whatever car they come out with, it's the Q and then a number, 30, 40, 50, whatever. It makes their life easier, and they think it's simpler for the consumer. There'll be some transition where the consumer figures it out, but once it's figured out, like Audi did, it seems like it should make sense, and we'll see. At the same time, the Q50 is the new G, and it looks terrific, and I think it should be very successful. I really like the way it looks, and it's always been a great driving car.
Well, Scott, as usual, it's a pleasure sharing the microphone with you. We'll have to get you back on for a complete wrap after the second day, perhaps, and get your take on the rest of the unveils.
Thanks for having me.
We'll take a pit stop and then more. For more information, of course, visit Edmunds.com. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff.
And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the face? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us here today on the show. Joining us right now, this year I was unable to go to the Chicago International Auto Show due to some family issues up here in Boston that I had to, of course, put first. But I missed out on a lot of cool things, and one of the big stories there is from the folks at Jaguar as well as the folks from Land Rover. And joining us right now to tell us all about the great stories is the president of Jaguar Land Rover of North America, Andy Goss. Andy, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Really appreciate you having me on the radio with you.
Well, let's begin by talking a little bit about the Chicago Auto Show. Certainly one of the big four North American events for journalists, but geographically, this show pulls, I believe, more public visitors than any other show in the entire nation.
Yeah, and Bob, we were there yesterday morning for the press day, and to say we had 400 journalists with us for breakfast, which is always a fantastic experience, really. And we were able to tell them the story of Jaguar Land Rover and all our new products. And as you say there, we've got two brand new cars at the show. We've got the brand new sports car from Jaguar, the new F-Type, which is the first sports car that Jaguar have had on the North American market since 1972, believe it or not. And at the same time, we launched the new fourth generation all-aluminum Range Rover, which had its global launch here in the US in December. So the fact we could go there, and then we had this sprinkling on the top of the cake in terms of all-wheel drive, an XJ, an XF, two Jaguar sedans. So it's a great story for us to tell yesterday, actually.
Absolutely. No question about it. All those stories we'll talk about in detail with you. But let's talk about some great news as far as sales in the U.S. Land Rover's U.S. sales increased 31% during January. It was the best overall Land Rover January retail sales month ever. And also Jaguar U.S. sales increased 4% during January. So you must be quite happy with that.
Well, Bobby, it's a fantastic start to the year. You know, as you say there, Land Rover's best January in its history in the U.S. 26 years here, and it's the highest volume ever at 4,200 cars. On the back of the new Range Rover, I mean, that's car is a real winner, quite frankly. But we only started supplying the all-wheel drive Jaguar at the end of January, the last week, actually. So that trend for the first month of the year, we would hope to continue through now. And, yeah, we're fortunate because it's all about cars at the end of the day. It's all about new products, and we're lucky that we've got an owner spending $3 billion a year on brand-new products in the marketplace, you know, developing brand-new products. And for a long period of time, we talked about these cars being in the future, but frankly, to here now, you know, every 6 months now, mm-hmm. we're launching a brand new vehicle. So we're in a very fortunate position, and yeah, January was fantastic.
And as you say, looking back at Jaguar Land Rover North American sales for the year were up 11% from 2011, so that's great. And Land Rover in particular, U.S. sales were up 15% for 2012, so that's outstanding news. Let's get a little bit more into the nuance of the all-wheel drive offerings now. This has been something that I'm quite pleased about, being a longtime fan of all things Jaguar. And it seems to be a trend in the marketplace, Andy, not only in the winter weather states where I am right now in suburban Boston and the Midwest, but even across the board, more and more people seem to be electing to go with all-wheel drive vehicles.
Yeah, Bobby, I'm speaking to you from Florida today rather than Chicago yesterday. And, you know, even in marketplaces like Florida, that was about 10 to 15% of the market, even down here, is all-wheel drive. But you're right, in the northern states, and I live in New Jersey, all-wheel drive is an absolute necessity. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, when we look at the segments that we compete in with the Jaguar XJ and the Jaguar XF, when you start adding the V6 engines, the brand new V6 engines, to the all-wheel drive technology as well, believe it or not, that's 93% of the market in the north. So up to now, you know, last year with Jaguar, we were fishing in a pond that was quite small, but mm-hmm. with that new technology coming in the cars, you know, it's a real multiplier effect for us, frankly. And I know it's overdue, but it's there now. And, you know, our owner, Mr. Tata, certainly spent the money to make sure that the United States could get these cars, because we'll be selling 90% of the cars worldwide, the all-wheel drive vehicles here in the U.S. So we're privileged that he's done that, really. And you're right, it's I drive back to New Jersey tomorrow. I need an all-wheel drive car tomorrow afternoon. Look at the weather forecast.
You're absolutely right, Andy. And as you pointed out, the all-wheel drive models will be available in selected markets, including North America here, as well as Russia, China, and continental Europe. Let's tell everybody about the new power plant, 3 liters V6 supercharged engine. Tell us all about it, Andy.
Yeah, it's a brand new engine from Jaguar, new 340 brake horsepower engine. And I can tell you, you know, when you ally that to the new all-wheel drive, it absolutely drives like a Jaguar. And it's one of those intelligent systems these days, so that when you drive the car normally, you know, not in snow or not in ice, it feels mm-hmm. like a traditional Jaguar, because all the driving performance is at the rear wheels. And as soon as the weather kicks in, or as soon as you want to override the system, the vehicle rebalances itself to all weather conditions. So the key point is that you don't lose that traditional Jaguar feel. You've got the best of both worlds. And it's a sweet engine. It's a great engine noise. And now with all-wheel drive, I think we've got a real competitive package, actually. We're ready to take on the Germans, Bob.
That's great. And this is a very advanced system. As you pointed out, torque can be split up to 50-50 front to rear. And it's something that's always monitoring the road conditions as you drive along. You've also incorporated something that we're seeing here in the U.S. that has been in Europe for quite some time. And that's the engine stop-start feature, which can save folks quite a bit of money at the gas pump.
Yeah, I must admit, we know that stop-start can be a bit controversial because, without a shadow of doubt, it certainly improves fuel economy. And, in this marketplace, the administrations we know are giving us all some stiff fuel targets for the future. We've really got to get those GHG figures down. And stop-start is one of the ways of doing that. It's a very clever system. We've just got to make sure that customers get used to it. And some of them, it's not absolutely right for all customers. Some don't like it. And, with Jaguar, they've got the option to switch the system off if they so wish. But frankly, our job now is to really educate the customers in terms of the benefits of this particular system. And we'll certainly be doing that. Once you get used to driving the car, you get used to stop-start very quickly indeed, actually. And you're right, it's a big fuel economy benefit for anybody that's driving the car.
It certainly is. And like you say, once you have some time behind the wheel, you get used to it. It's just one of those modern features that takes a little bit of time behind the wheel to just get familiar with it. I'm so glad to hear that the overall Jaguar feel, the rear-wheel drive dynamics, the great handling, the great mix of ride and handling, which has always been such a wonderful part of the Jaguar brand, continues in these all-wheel drive models. And I certainly have been on a number of Jaguar events with Mike Cross, who's just a genius when it comes to suspension tuning. So these all-wheel drive variants of the XF and XJ have specific suspension calibrations different from their rear-wheel drive counterparts, I understand.
Yes, and you named the man there, actually. I mean, Mike Cross is a genius. He's got a very intuitive feel of the product. He can make a Jaguar really sing and dance, frankly. And that's true of what he's done on XJ and XF. It's also true what he's done with the new F-Type that we launched at the end of spring. I mean, what he's done to that particular car is outstanding. I just can't wait for customers to get behind the wheel there and feel what a true out-and-out Jaguar sports car is. But they'll really enjoy it. Mike's done a brilliant job, quite frankly. He's one of our biggest assets.
Yeah, that looks like it's going to be a huge hit. I was sitting in the F-Type in both Los Angeles and Detroit and just drooling over it, and certainly hats off to Ian Callum and the entire design crew. We'll take a pit stop and then more about Jaguar Land Rover with the president of Jaguar Land Rover of North America, Andy Goss. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. The contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road.
We're back here on the show. Thanks for joining us. We have a very special guest. He is Andy Goss, the president of Jaguar Land Rover of North America, and he's been telling us all about the recently concluded press days of the Chicago Auto Show, where Andy got to talk to 400 journalists at breakfast and also show off the latest offerings from Jaguar, the all-wheel drive variants of the XF and XJ, as well as the new F-Type, which is the new sports car from the Jaguar brand. Andy, you noted that the all-wheel drive XF and XJ just went on sale in December 2012. When will the F-Type actually go on sale here in North America?
Well, Bob, the new F-Type goes on the marketplace in late spring. We've not chosen an exact date yet, but I think if you start looking at early June, you're up a million miles away from the date. And, we're really looking forward to it. It's a fabulous, fabulous car. I was driving the car just 2 weeks ago in our test track in the UK with some of our retailers, and quite frankly, we made them drive the F-Type and the Porsche products back-to-back, and they were really knocked out. I mean, nobody's going to say that Porsche produced anything other than outstanding cars, but I tell you, mm-hmm. F-Type is a real credible competitor. So, we've got three engines there, two V6 engines and a brand new V8 engine that pumps out 495 brake horsepower. And we'll be launching the car on the US market early June, back end of May, early June. And we expect to do about 50% of the global sales here in the US.
I would not be surprised at all. Let's turn our attention to Land Rover, and congratulations, because at the Chicago Auto Show, traditionally, Motor Week, which is television's longest-running automotive magazine, hosted by our good friend here on the show, John Davis. He gives out the Driver's Choice Awards, and the all-new, the Range Rover, has taken home a big trophy from the Driver's Choice Awards for 2013. It has been named the best dream machine from the folks at Motor Week Television. So congratulations on that huge honor, Andy.
Yes, it's, you know, we've received a few awards already for the new Range Rover, which bodes well. I mean, if you recall, Bob, that the Range Rover Evoque, when we launched in October 11, won 120 awards worldwide, and I think with the new Range Rover, the real icon of our product range, you know, I think we can safely say we might get 100 there as well, actually. But the car itself is outstanding. I'm not too sure if you've driven it yet, but it's retained that same unbelievable all-terrain capability of its predecessor. But now that it's shed 700 pounds of weight, and as a consequence of that, its on-road performance is really transformed. So we think the car's going to be an absolute winner. And it's, everybody that's driven the car so far has loved it. I mean, I think it's really a sublime luxury SUV. In fact, it's a sublime luxury vehicle, irrespective of being SUV or saloon, actually. It's that good.
I haven't had the opportunity to drive it yet, and I'm so looking forward to getting behind the wheel because, as you say, this has won a number of accolades, not only the Motor Week Driver's Choice Awards, but recently in a comparison test in Automobile Magazine, which pitted this all-new Range Rover up against some very expensive cars, including the Aston Martin Rapide, as well as the Ferrari FF. The all-new Range Rover won the comparison test between some really pricey competitors. Certainly, that must have put a smile on your face, Andy.
Yes, I think, you know, it underlines the fact that, you know, Range Rover can be seen anywhere in the world, quite frankly. It's massively versatile. It's never out of place. So you can be at the Metropolitan Opera in New York and not be seen out of place. You can be in Mudplug in the car. You know, you can be in Colorado in the car. It's everywhere in the U.S. that Range Rover's got a place. And I think the fact we've got this fantastic designer, Jeremy McGovern, and he's really transformed the product, not just in terms of its engineering capability, and the engineers have done a great job there, but the refinement and luxury and attention to detail that he's put in the car, you know, is really sublime, and it's an outstanding, outstanding car, actually, and we are so lucky to have him, and we're so lucky to have the car, so we've got great hopes, especially here in the US, because the US is Range Rover's largest market in the world, not China, it's the US, and therefore, it's a car that's, in many ways, made for this particular country.
And as you point out, this all-new Range Rover features just an incredible weight-saving aluminum architecture. It's available in showrooms now. The base price on the all-new Range Rover is $83,500, moving up to the top-of-the-line model, which is the Autobiography model, at $130,950. And that vehicle, that variant, is chock-full of goodies.
Yeah, Bobby, you put your finger right there. That all-aluminum technology, that unibody structure that we've got there, is unique. I mean, we are the leader in that type of technology. And, you know, as we all look forward in the car industry, we've got to take weight out of vehicles. And, you know, we've invested $600 million in a brand-new aluminum body shop in the UK. And it's vehicles like Range Rover and the brand-new Jaguar F-Type will benefit from that. But at the end of the day, the customer will really benefit in terms of handling characteristics of the car and also fuel economy, which in the US is becoming increasingly important, actually.
Andy, I understand for model year 2013, the Land Rover LR2 received some significant interior and exterior design updates, as well as the adaptation of a new 240-horsepower turbocharged four-cylinder engine. Tell us a little bit about these changes to the LR2.
Yeah, so you're right, the LR2 also has got a brand new engine vehicle. It's, I think these days in the US, you know, people are increasingly interested in keeping, you know, the traditional aspects of four-wheel drive and SUVs, but they want much better fuel economy. So what we did, we put the Evoque engine, the Range Rover Evoque engine, the 40, very close to our turbo engine, into LR2. And all the people that have driven it so far say, you know, it's really transformed the vehicle. So, you know, we've got that flexibility, but we've not lost the performance aspects of the car. It's a sweet, sweet engine. In fact, it's an engine that we put in many vehicles now. The new Jaguar XF as well has got a 2-litre turbocharged engine at just $47,000. So, you know, it's an important part of what we're going to do in the future. All of them in technology, different powertrains, small displacement engines, petrol today, probably, you know, diesel and hybrid tomorrow. It's all part of the solution for the US.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great power plant. I'm a big fan of the Evoque, and it's just surprisingly powerful and very athletic. It's a wonderful engine, 240 horsepower from just 2 liters, and no turbo lag. It's a great power plant. Looking at the rest of the Land Rover 2013 model lineup, as you mentioned, the updates to the LR2 and the award-winning Range Rover Evoque, of course, continues. The LR4 is offered with the 375 horsepower 5-liter V8. Then we move up to the Range Rover Sport and the top-of-the-line Range Rover, both available with a naturally aspirated 375 horsepower V8, as well as the 510 horsepower supercharged 5-liter V8. I understand that the Range Rover Sport does particularly well here in North America, Andy.
Well, yeah, I've mentioned before, Bob, that the U.S. is Range Rover's largest market in the world, and as we all know, Range Rover Sport is not the newest vehicle in the marketplace these days, but December was its second best month ever in its history, and quite frankly, that continued on again into January. Yeah, and I think that shows, you know, how credible the product is, but also it just shows how hot the Range Rover brand is here in the U.S. at the moment. You know, we've now got the Range Rover Evoque, we've got the Range Rover Sport, which is our mainstay, you know, our real gorilla car, if you like, in terms of sales, and we've got the brand new model year 13 big Range Rover. So, yeah, we're in a fortunate position, and I guess against that platform full of new products, you know, we expect to have a cracking sales year, actually.
We encourage all of our listeners in the Chicago area to go over during the public days and check out the all-new, the all-wheel drive system in the XF and the XJ on display at the Chicago Auto Show, as well as check out the new F-Type from Jaguar, and you can also check out Motor Week's Driver's Choice Award for Best Dream Machine, the all-new Range Rover. You must check that vehicle out. Andy, I really want to thank you so much for joining us here on the broadcast. Can't wait to see you in person in New York, and we'll do an interview there. But in the meantime, keep up the great work at both Jaguar and Land Rover. Keep these wonderful products coming our way.
Thanks, Bob. I hope you enjoy the story in our cars this weekend.
Thank you so much. We'll take a pit stop and then more coming your way. Don't go away. My name is Bob Long.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.